Hey, as you know, from time to time in the show, we hear from our foreign correspondent, Angus McFarker. Well, he's on the phone right now, but I'm not sure where he's calling from. Hello, Angus, where are you?
Hello, Mark.
Yeah.
I'm in Camarillo, California.
Uh-huh.
The orderlies have opened my windows, and you can smell the jasmine and the oleander. The larks are singing. The sky is turning from orange to the most beautiful shade of lavender. It's a poem, Mark. I wish you could see it.
Hold on. Is this Angus McFarker?
Orderlies? Yes, sir.
Orderlies? So what?
I'm in a rest facility, Mark. A sanitarium. Call it what you like. A place where I can think and reflect.
What? Wait a minute. Whoa. I'm sorry, buddy. How'd you end up there?
Well, I was coming to pay you a surprise visit, Mark. Uh-huh. You never did pay for my reports, if you want to know. Never got a check from you.
Uh-huh.
Thought I might have a word with you in person about that, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm sorry about that, buddy.
Well, anyway,
uh-huh.
Not a problem. I'm
uh-huh.
driving on the freeway toward L.A., and this wanker, this gentleman kept cutting me off. So, what?
You forced him off the road and beat the crap out of him?
He'll walk again, eventually. But his man sack might be purple for some time, though.
Okay,
I'm very ashamed.
All right. So I guess the judge sentenced you to this rest facility instead of jail. Is that how that worked? How'd you manage that, buddy?
Well, I'm a respected international journalist, Mark.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a lot bigger than that judge. A lot bigger. At any rate, this place is the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm so blessed, Mark.
Yeah.
So blessed.
Wow, man, you sound different.
Thank you, my friend. I am different. I'm better.
What caused the change, Angus?
Anger management, Mark.
Ah.
I took a good look inside of Angus, and there was a sad wee boy in there, just aching for a hug. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you wake up every day and your pee is the color of a hooker's lipstick, you start to ask yourself, what's it all about?
Wow, that's great, Angus. You know what? I'm proud of you, buddy. Sounds like you've been asking the hard questions.
Oh, hey, like, what sort of man asks complete strangers to kick him in the balls? Hey?
Uh-huh.
A sick man, that's what. Crying out for help, for love, Mark.
Yeah, you don't got to tell me. I know what you mean, Angus.
You know, I've come to realize not everyone is a wanker.
Uh-huh.
Not everyone deserves to fill their trousers with butt biscuits. I used to say to some angry kids, "Oi, Nancy, are you going to burn that car, or are you going to stick your todger in it?"
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I say, "Oi, son, put your todger away. Go home. Hug your family. You know, an eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind."
Wow. Wow. This
blind.
This is an amazing change, Angus. So what's next, man?
I'd like to work with children.
Ah.
I could see myself hosting a show like Barney or Thomas the Tank Engine. I'd be good at that.
Huh. Yeah. I think the parents would love that, Angus.
Oh, by the way, I'm so sorry about your program there. That is a tough break. I feel for you, my friend.
Well, thanks, Angus. I appreciate that.
Well, since it's the last time, could I share a few thoughts with your audience?
Uh-huh.
If you don't mind terribly, it would really mean the world to me.
Yeah, all right, Angus.
Please.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, I'll always remember you, Mark Maron. You're a good man.
Mm.
Friends, we've only got such a small time here on this wee planet. We should make the most of it. Violence, especially not maximum violence, is not the answer. We should... excuse me, I'm on the phone here. Yeah, I'll be off in a minute, friend. Sorry, Mark.
It's okay.
As a species, we've got to learn how to... Oi, I'm on the phone here. Have an important conversation here. Wait your turn, please. Right.
Yeah.
We must find peaceful solutions.
Sure.
The tensions and conflicts that have been plaguing our... Oi! Wanker! You touch this phone again! I'll be giving you a colonoscopy with it! Oh, come on! You want this phone? Eat this phone! Eat this phone, you wanker, you bastard! Eat my phone! And kick me in the balls! Come on! Go!
All right. Yeah, I didn't see that coming, huh? I thought he was really pulling it together, Angus. There, I hope. I guess he's still got some work to do. I think he's about maybe halfway to full anger recovery.
I'm disappointed that we never actually hear him getting kicked in the balls. The crunches and
yeah. You would like some real close-up mic work there?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I just got a twinge of pain.